Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. If you don't mind, I just have some questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My question is, I don't know if you can help me, but I need to know if there's a number that I can call to find out if I quit my job, if I qualify for unemployment insurance.
So this is the right number, ma'am, just to find out and also to file an unemployment claim. And let me see. So in order to be eligible for unemployment, you just have to be unemployed, worked in Alabama during the past 12 months, earned a minimum amount of wages, and then actively seeking work each week to claim benefits. So as long as you're unemployed and are seeking work and worked in the last 12 months, you are eligible to file, ma'am.
Okay, even if I quit my job?
Let me see. Let me double check on that.
And here's the reason. I work from 8 to 4, and I actually have proof where they have texted me the schedule during the last few months. Now, I've been here 10 years, and I've always worked from 8 to 4. And they're now trying to make me work from 8 to 5. With no pay increase. And I'm on salary.
Got it. So, about that question, so there is a section 4 that says, can I receive benefits if I quit my job or if I'm terminated? So it says, generally, you must meet certain requirements to be eligible. You must be able to work, available for work, willing to accept suitable work, actively seeking full-time work, and be out of work due to no fault of your own. If you voluntarily quit your job, the burden of proof is on you to show that you quit for a good work connected reason. And it says if you are terminated.
In your opinion, is that reason?
Let me see. Honestly, okay, like I'm not actually supposed to provide my opinion, but honestly, I do think that if they're gonna increase the hours, that you should be paid more for that.
Okay. I just wanted to get another person's opinion other than my own. I mean, I pulled up on Google, you know, what you just read to me, and I don't want to quit my job. I've been here 10 years. But the thing is, I'm 70 years old, and I think they're just trying to push me out. I mean, now keep in mind, I still do the same job that I've always done. I'm not late. I don't lay out of work. And, you know, and then they've changed my schedule, and I do have proof where they have texted me. They do a group test, a group text. For the schedule every week, and so I do have that on my cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
So I, like I said, I just wanted somebody else's opinion.
But yeah.
So in your opinion, being that you've been with the unemployment office, is that do you feel like that's reason to quit?
I do think it's a good reason to quit, but then again, I know that they should be paying you more for that. Hello, can you hear me?
Wait. You're breaking up a little bit. Do what now?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I do understand your reasoning. Like, that does, honestly, in my opinion, I do feel like that's a good reason to quit. But then again, like, before you even, honestly, I wouldn't quit because I wouldn't quit, I'll say that. Like, you can still file if you quit or not, but I would just wait.
Okay. So in other words, you're telling me that I shouldn't quit.
Yes, ma'am. Like, I would just wait to be sure.
What do you mean, wait to be sure? I mean, they've already done the schedule and they have me working from 8 to 5 next week.
Okay. So I just want to, okay. I'm just going to double check on this because I want to make sure.
Okay, I understand.
And I'm just going to verify first because I don't want to give out the wrong information, and I'm just going to confirm.
Hey, I understand. I don't want you to give me the wrong information either. I mean, I'm just not one for jump from job to job. I've been here 10 years. Prior to my employment here, I was at my previous job 25 years. So it's not like I've jumped from job to job. I just wanted to be treated fairly.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Yeah, I'm just going to ask my manager because I want a second opinion.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I mean, I'd much rather than just fire me.
Right. And that's what I was trying to get my words together. So I was gonna what I was gonna say is earlier. So honestly,
I'm
instead of
sorry.
quitting, what I was gonna say earlier when I was trying to get my words together. So honestly, I would just wait until they let you go instead of quitting because I feel like if they let you go, you'll be more likely to get unemployment. Like you can still get unemployment if you do quit, but it's just more likely if if they fire you that you'll receive it.
Okay, well, I'll see. I guess I'll see what they'll do then. All right, thanks.
You're welcome, ma'am.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.